Troubled state and municipal pension funds have been estimating that they're $1 trillion short of the money they need to pay obligations. Now that gap is about to look even bigger. Here's Caitlin Kenny from our Planet Money team.
Here's the question that everyone has for Matt Smith. He's the state actuary in charge of Washington State's retirement system. Does the state of Washington right now have all the money it's promised to pay retirees up till this date?
No, it does not. It has two plans that are not 100% funded.
Translation, the money there right now won't grow enough over time to meet the promises the state's made. That part isn't new. What's changing is the way that number's calculated. The Governmental Accounting Standards Board, GASB, sets guidelines for how state and local governments report the finances of their pension plans. GASB is changing the way governments calculate their pension liability. Their change gets at this fundamental question. How much money is enough? The way you answer that all depends on this single number. It's called the discount rate. Joshua Rao is a professor of finance at the Stanford University Graduate School of Business.
You know, there's that Carlos Williams poem, So Much Depends on a Red Wheelbarrow.
Yes.
Well, in my world, it's so much depends on that darn discount rate.
Right now, most cities and states use a number around 8%. They assume their investments will earn at least 8% per year. Dave Urbanek is the director of communications for the Illinois Teachers Retirement System. He says there's a reason we use that number.
We set the rate of return based on history and practice. The TRS assumed rate of investment return is 8.5% over 30 years, and over the last 30 years, our actual rate of return has been 9.3%.
But Josh Rao, that professor, says just because it worked before doesn't mean it's going to work again.
What the public sector accounting is doing is it is assuming that that history of having done pretty well will continue indefinitely in the future with certainty. It does not reflect the fact that there is a lot of risk that it might not and that these assets might not perform well.
The Governmental Accounting Standards Board seems to agree. It's changing the guidelines on what that discount rate should be. Under the new guidelines, some cities and states can no longer use that simple 8% number. The rules get complicated, but in certain situations, they'll need to use a much lower number, a rate as low as 5%. And the number you use makes a big difference. A pension fund that seems okay with an 8% expected rate of return doesn't seem so great at 5%. And if you're a pension fund that is already in trouble, this change is the last thing you need. Take Illinois. The Illinois Teachers Retirement System already has less than half the amount it's promised to pay current and future retirees over the next 30 years. Here's Dave Urbanek again.
At the end of fiscal year 2011, our unfunded liability was 53.5%.
Keep in mind, that number was calculated under the current guidelines, 8%. Under the new guidelines, Urbanek has this analogy.
I mean, what's happening is that I've got a burn on my arm. EMT tells me it's a third-degree burn. I go into the doctor's office in the emergency room, and he tells me it's a fourth-degree burn. We have a problem. Depending on how you calculate it depends on how big the problem is.
Urbanek worries this change will undermine people's faith in the retirement system. GASB, the people who set these guidelines, they say it's time to lay the cards on the table so everyone can see them. They say changing this number doesn't change economic reality. It just better reflects what that economic reality is. Caitlin Kenny, NPR News.